the federal opposition has criticised the government's energy plans after one of the largest power outages in Victorian history. Wild storms caused the Loy Yang coal-fired power station to go offline after hundreds of power poles and lines were knocked down and six transmission towers collapsed on Tuesday. The Department of Energy, Environment and Climate Action has warned it could take days, if not weeks, to fully restore electricity, with as many as 260,000 properties still without power today. National Senator Matt Canavan says the outage shows that there isn't enough resilience in national electricity networks.
Our engineering plans have always factored in the fact that multiple faults should be allowed to happen and we can ride through. We're obviously not doing that right now, and that shouldn't be news. Our energy regulator a few months ago said that we could expect blackouts over this summer because we don't have enough redundancy in the system.